whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh my God, just get me a quarterback. I don't care. I don't care who the head coach is. Well, I kind of do. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is. Well, I kind of do. It doesn't really matter. Just get me a quarterback. And yes, good morning. You're like, where the hell is Ken? Ken doesn't feel good today. He's got Ken has the sniffles. Is that what it is, Owen? He's sniffles.
Ken is under the weather.
Ken is under the weather. So at the last minute, Keith calls into the bullpen. Daryl Ryder, good morning. You are already scheduled to be here.
Personally, I think Ken just didn't want to spend 4 hours with me. I can't blame him.
I don't blame you. Two were ready to go toe-to-toe earlier in the week. Of course, I keep a pulse of what's going on with these other shows. Normally, during middays, we try not to talk about the other shows. I would talk all day about the other shows, but Jeff's like, let those guys do their thing. So I'm in today. Mitch, thank you for taking care of us this morning. I appreciate, you know, I feel like we got the rookies in on the morning show. You're a good man. Tuscarora's County. Love everything about him. Don't you? You love everything about him?
Oh, Mitch is my favorite.
He is. The Mitch Please segment, like, I'm locked in. You're doing a fantastic job. How long have you been here doing this gig?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half. So you're about set to leave. Congratulations. Your next job is on its way. I mean, these guys run through producers faster than most people drink water. I'm just saying that. So that means you're doing a good job. I'm just letting you know that.
Thank you.
This is like Good Friday for you. Daryl, how are you, my friend?
I'm perfectly fine.
Are you good?
Unlike Kevin Stefanski, I'm not huffing and puffing as I walk into the studio this morning. That was something yesterday, man.
Man, that was hysterical yesterday. All right, so obviously that's a big story today. Tommy Rees talking yesterday. How about let's give it up for Donovan Mitchell, all-star starter. Congratulations. Woo! Yeah. I bring my own sound effects. All right, good for you.
Yeah, we don't have a budget for you guys in different sound effects.
We don't have clapping in there. We can't get the clap at 6 in the morning.
Closest
here to get
I can
going
get
there.
Is the Married with Children crowd.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
I we like have it. The It's Always Game Day in Cleveland budget this morning.
Broken microphone? Is that what it is? By the
Wait,
way,
do you mean the podcast that you guys host with fresh episodes sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution?
That is exactly
that
correct.
Is
wow,
down.
Good job, man.
Awesome.
Thank you. My boys at Smiley One, I'm sure they're... Man, they're all over the place the last couple weeks. They're here quick,
it's
though.
The game day in Cleveland takeover of the Ken Carmen show.
Yeah, I feel bad, man. I feel bad.
They're going to regret this.
No, they're not. They'll be okay. Daryl, all right, let's like when I get serious, I feel like I've got to play the Phelps role on this thing. So, all right,
you have to be adult this morning.
While you guys are all screwing around talking about other stuff, let's talk about that hard-hitting press conference we had yesterday. Are we going to sit here and debate the merits of playing an entire press conference for everybody yesterday? Can we actually talk about...
No, we have a podcast for that.
I mean, seriously, Owen, we spent 15 minutes yelling at each other about the...
At least.
The logistics of actually airing a press conference and why they're important and why they're not. And I don't like when you guys air press conferences.
I just wanted to congratulate you on getting another half hour off your show. That's all.
That's right. Do you know how much soup I can eat in a half hour? Do you know how many trips we make down to the restaurant downstairs and back?
I don't know how much you'll do, but I know how much you'll try. At least 30 minutes worth. Right? Oh,
so here's the bad part. It's like since they start putting these cuts out on social media, Keith's watching the entire show. So, you know, when Poobah was here, it was like, you could do whatever you want.
There's got to be a way we can do a sped-up clock in the bottom for soup time.
Oh, that's true. It took me 3.5 segments to eat soup yesterday, because now I'm taking my time. Like, normally, you know, Jeff would go on these long rants, and I would sit here and I'd be like, oh, I could have a whole entire bowl of soup.
But you know people would totally watch the time lapse of you eating a cup of soup.
Oh, for sure. Yes. For sure. So I'm a little behind the scenes. Last week, I was upset about something. And so I had to walk out of the studio. I walk downstairs to the little store, and I grab a bag of chips. And I come back up here, and I think I wolfed down the bag of chips in less than 30 seconds. I walk out the door, and Keith is all over me. All over me. He's like, how was that bag of chips? Did you take a second to breathe? Did you come up? Did you need a harness around your mouth to eat those chips a little bit quicker? And I was like, you don't even want to know. So,
Keith cares because you don't want you choking on the chips.
Well, I give you credit this morning, too. You got a haircut for the show this morning.
I can't
believe that.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Oh, that's a segment? Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a segment. Yep.
Welcome to the morning show.
Oh, I love it.
We turn haircuts into segments.
I love it. Yeah, Daryl, I mean, looking good there. You got a little good-looking buzz cut. But you did it for the show this morning because you knew about the cuts.
Yeah, I had a hair emergency last night. We'll talk about it later in the show.
Yeah, I just need to thank Miami Hockey for giving me a hat this morning. All right, let's get into the hard-hitting stuff this morning. What did you think of that press conference? What did we learn, Daryl? How did we become better Browns fans by listening to Tommy Reese's press conference yesterday?
Well, he's the new Alex Van Pelt, the younger version. He sounds a lot like Kevin Stefanski, so if there is something, if you're a Browns fan, you can take away, I guess, as a consolation in this whole disaster, that they seem to be on the same page, that they're going to be on the same page going forward. But to your point, it doesn't matter unless they can find a quarterback. And I don't know. It's one of the questions I asked yesterday. Like, I don't know how you're going to draw up an offensive system this offseason without knowing who the quarterback's going to be, or the quarterbacks, plural, are going to be. So good luck, Tommy Reese. Wish you well. It's great that they were able to keep him in the building. They wanted to prevent some brain drain there and having him go off, whether it was Mike Vrabel or whatever. I've mentioned this before. He's highly regarded in NFL circles and coaching circles. He's thought to be an NFL head coach in waiting. I think at some point he'll call plays for the Cleveland Browns. I just don't think it's going to be this year, but shout out Kevin Stefanski for ending that suspense yesterday.
You got to help me, because one of the things that he said in there was the quarterback's top job is to solve problems.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, decision-making. You got to make split-second decisions. They've got to be quality decisions, and you're making 60 to 70 of those per game. So that, putting it through the coach-speak translator, that's, I don't really want Jameis Winston. I don't want a guy that's going to be turning the football over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Browns have been among the league leaders in turnovers the last couple of years. And they got away with it in 2023. They also got away with playing five different quarterbacks. But I kind of feel like reality hit this past season as far as the legit condition of the roster, as well as the not getting away with just, you know, throwing stuff against the wall at that quarterback position and crossing your fingers, hoping you get lucky. But the reality is this year, that's what they're going to be doing once again, because, and we'll talk to Dane Brugler coming up at 8 o'clock. I am of the opinion right now, and I'll pull a Kevin Stefanski here. Yeah. I reserve the right to change my mind.
Well, so listen.
I don't think there's a Daniels in this draft. I don't think that there's a franchise savior in this draft.
You're saying that Tommy Reese being here doesn't mean Jalen Monroe is the guy that they're bringing him in because they work together.
Didn't he have like 21 interceptions at Alabama or something like that?
They work together. It doesn't matter. These two guys were together at Alabama. So now that's a big reason why they brought him in, so they could draft this guy at number two. You yesterday, I thought you were hysterical when you were on our show, because Jeff brought, we spent probably 20 minutes laying out an argument, and that's all we're doing. We're not actually saying, and so I got to defend Jeff on this one too. We're doing this, let's find ourselves a quarterback, right? So we're sitting here every day.
We should have a wheel for that, by the way. We should have a station wheel daily that we spin and see what part of the dumpster we dive in to find the quarterback this offseason.
And that's who we talk about for the day?
And that's who you talk about.
Quarterback of the day.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's kind of what we've been doing. And so all Jeff is, Jeff's done a ton of research on this. I just kind of ride the train on that one. So, and I'm sitting there and I'm just listening. I've seen, probably 90% of the guys that he's talking about, 95% of the guys that he's talking about. If you go back and watch Moreau's highlights, he looks the part, but you're watching the highlights. You're not watching the lowlights, and I think that's part of the issue.
Well, and that's part of my argument against Shedeur Sanders. I've watched four of his games live, and okay, I'll grant you, there's some talent there. I'm not impressed. Takes a ton of sacks. I don't think his arm's all that great. Like, I think it's more about the name than it is the quality of the player.
That's the problem with our organization, though.
Like,
I haven't watched college football in years until this year, because the Browns haven't needed a quarterback, right? Essentially, yeah.
And we haven't had draft
pick. We've been out of it. Cam Ward was the only guy that I watched and went, okay, that guy could be it. And now if
the Titans
are doing this Travis Hunter thing, though, if they're going to do the, whatever – premier player, whatever their GM said, you know, on the sidebar conversation the other day.
They're not going to pass up that generational talent.
Yeah, but that's fine. You can have the third best cornerback and the third best receiver in the draft. That's cool.
Is there a generational talent in this draft class, though? There's good players. Don't get me wrong. I think that there's some really good players in this draft. But is there a generational talent? I honestly don't know.
I don't know how any of us would know at this point. I mean, I know we've said...
I felt like Myles Garrett had the potential to be a generational talent when they drafted him. He's exceeded my expectations. I thought he'd be a really good player. I did not think that he would, like, 8 years into his career, it's time to fit him for the gold jacket in Canton.
Right.
Because I think that he could retire in a year or two, and he's going in first ballot.
You asked, is there a generational talent? We'll get hyped up here before the draft, so I still think that might emerge in some way, shape, or form.
I mean, at the time,
Hunter seems to me the one guy that... But again, when you got a guy that plays offense and defense, you still kind of wonder what this thing's going to look like down the road. So it might be hard to sink your teeth into saying that anybody... I love Abdul Carter, the guy from Penn State, the edge rusher. But when you think about him... I'm size-wise, it's hard to. You're looking at, you know, Myles Garrett, and they don't look the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, Myles is like a superhero, and Abdul is a very, 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 very good outside edge rusher on defense, and so you can see it. But the question is he going to be able to kind of live up to that expectation? I think it's tough. Like, I would not want to be, you know, left tackle on this team for the next 10 years still because of Joe Thomas.
The flip side of that coin is, at the time, you know, there weren't a lot of teams that thought Patrick Mahomes was a generational talent.
That's true.
And now look at what he has become. So you can find generational talent. My question is, can Andrew Berry see what a generational talent looks like?
I think that's a fair question. I think we're all sitting there. They're going to have 12 picks, right?
I mean, he did take Jed Wills over Tristan Wirfs, so I'm just saying. Like, he kind of missed that one pretty big.
But other teams make mistakes, too.
Like, my point is, can he see that? Because that's his job. Can he identify the generational talent that's going to be available to the Cleveland Browns with the second overall pick in the draft? I don't know, but, you know, if I'm Tommy Rees right now, I guess feeling good. It's a step up the ladder. It's a step closer to becoming a head coach. Not going to get to call plays yet. I don't think that that's the worst thing in the world, because Kevin calls plays pretty well. It's just the players don't execute them very well.
Did Tommy Rees define what he wanted yesterday? I thought he did a little bit. I mean, clearly every coach in the world or every offensive coordinator is going, I need someone to take care of the football, right? I need someone who can spread the ball down around the field to multiple guys. I need to be able to, you know, find a guy that can lead this offense when the play breaks down, that they're the offensive coordinator.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to hear a coordinator say that, hey, I want a guy who can't throw it within 5 yards of receiver, and I hope he throws it like 25 picks in a season. You'll never hear that from an offensive coordinator.
All right.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
A lot of stuff to go over from last night, guys. Stuff in the NBA, including the announcement that Donovan Mitchell will be named an All-Star for the sixth time career.
Hang on a second here. Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my coffee, Baskin?
But kid, are you serious? You're just going to stop him to hear your coffee? What do I look like, your coffee boy?
Well, after
the adventure we just witnessed.
That was...
Well, I was just saying, I don't normally make coffee in here. I normally stop by. There is an amazing tiny little coffee shop across the street. Have you guys ever been over there?
No, because it's not open at 4:45 or 5 o'clock.
I'm just saying, if you want to get a cup of coffee after work, you should pop over there.
Conversation. No, I want to go to bed.
I'm serious. Like, this, the coffee shop across the street is as big as a closet. It's Stadler Billy.
Okay.
And it's you know, local guy owns it, and it's phenomenal. First of all, the coffee is phenomenal, but the conversation in there is unbelievable.
Well, I just wonder, have you figured out how to make coffee yet?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Grounds all over the countertop/floor.
We'll find out.
Are we going to have to call in the hazmat crew to clean up after you?
You know,
are you
going to
drink some of this coffee after I make it or no?
Probably not.
So, I am going to have a cup.
Especially because you made it.
I mean, it's really not that hard. You put the paper thing in, you throw the coffee in, then. But it's just weird because it's like this industrial grade pot. And so I'm like trying to figure this out. Like, we've got a really nice coffee maker at home. My wife, bless her soul, bought us a really like this. It does a little Keurig on one side, then it does, you can do cappuccinos
in there.
Probably
should have brought it with you this morning.
No.
Would have made the process a lot easier.
It's got
on
a little steamer on the side, man. It's awesome. I love this
thing. Things are going well for the Basque.
No, not really. I mean,
congratulations,
it's just like,
on all your success.
It's just weird. I never drank coffee until I started doing this crazy life that I started living here at the radio station 13 years ago.
I'm just checking on you. I was concerned.
That's okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Will you, Mitch, have a cup of coffee? Will you do drink coffee at all?
I don't typically drink coffee, but if it's that good, if you're convincing me it's that good, I might try it.
I mean, it's only as good as the grounds.
Actually, I kind of think Mitch should taste test it first just to be safe for the rest of us.
You. We should have you because there's nothing
Daryl's
better.
Daryl's already high-strung. I don't know that we need Daryl on coffee.
Red Bull Rider does not exactly make me feel like this show will calm down at all throughout the day. So,
just had to poke the bear.
Can we do this?
All right, Donovan Mitchell. Yeah.
He works his butt off to put this together.
It's all good. It's all good. Donovan Mitchell made the All-Star game last night, but that wasn't even the topic. The topic was Kenny Atkinson in his first season as Cavs head coach being named one of the four coaches in the upcoming All-Star games. I printed out this whole thing for you guys, this whole format, the All-Star game this year, that we still haven't grasped.
Golf clap for Kenny.
Yeah, I'm excited. He's earned it. Come on. Are you serious?
It's going to be him and an assistant coach.
All right, so do we know who the other coaches are, too? I don't know.
We do not, but we know that it's going to be Mark Daigneault for Oklahoma City on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know Candace Parker's a general manager. That's she's the Rising Stars.
The Rising Stars team, that's going to be the fourth team in the
tournament. Essentially, let's just make sure everybody's on board with what's going on here, right? So you got three teams that are guys that have been in the league more than 2 years, right? And then everything else is the Rising Stars team.
Correct.
All right.
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm at the point now, I know the All-Star games are for the fans, and I think they're... I don't know why, but I used to appreciate him a lot more when
this
I was younger.
This is dumb, by the way.
I think all of this All-Star stuff is dumb.
Yeah. So there's a semifinal. Two teams meet in one semifinal. The remaining two teams meet in the other semifinal. The winning team from game one, game two, face each other in championship. For each game, the winner will be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points. So we're talking about seven-minute games?
Okay, so... Mitch was nice enough to print off for us this morning the new format for the All-Star.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
5 pages deep. If I need to read 5 pages...
I only printed two.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I need to read 5 pages about your stupid All-Star format, you're doing it wrong.
Have you looked at the Pro Bowl format yet?
Yes, I have, and I detest that as well.
I don't know. I don't know if there's another way to do this or make it right.
It's called "Don't Play the Game." Congratulations, you're an All-Star. Here's your bonus, and we go on with our lives.
Hey, now you're an All-Star. Get your game on.
Let's play something like that.
All right.
Let's not play. Basically,
yeah.
What else is going on last night? Basically, we had a number of topics, including in baseball. Obviously, they had the Hall of Famers, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Ichiro, talking in a press conference yesterday. Ichiro says he wants to meet with the one Hall of Fame voter who did not have him on the ballot. This is via translator.
I was able to receive many votes from the writers and grateful for them. But there was one writer that I wasn't able to get a vote from. I would like to invite him over to my house. We'll have a drink together and we'll have a good chat.
Okay, first of all, that's not what Ichiro really said.
Did you do it before translation?
I'm convinced listening to the reaction, that is the cleaned up version of what Ichiro said.
Let me hit this.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me you wouldn't want
cover
that.
Myself.
I'm telling you, I think I want the translator as a bodyguard, though, don't you?
He had a very like gruff sounding voice. Yeah.
Oh, man. There are just things you do not want to know, and you need to get out of town quickly. Grab your family and go, and we'll pretend this never happened. Right? That's the guy you want right there.
Listen, what a great voice. Muscle for something.
Oh,
yeah.
He totally sounds like Muscle.
Listen, if I'm a vote away from unanimous selection, I'm not inviting the dude who didn't vote for me for coffee. I'm wanting to, you know, send him in next week.
Depends if you're
week.
In the Statler building. Or
well,
not.
Yeah. Or, you know, if Baskin's making it.
You and your silly coffee. Listen, I from what I'm hearing, it's one guy from New York. And
big shock.
Yeah, I don't know if this is reckless speculation or not, but I was talking to somebody who actually has a vote. And they were telling me that it was one guy from New York, and it had something to do, I can't even remember what he said. It had something to do with somebody who wasn't
Yankee that didn't get in?
Yeah, yeah. Mariano Rivera. Yeah. Right? Mariano Rivera was
the only unanimous vote. Yep.
I think he didn't want another Yankee to be unanimous.
Because Ichiro was a Yankee for a few seasons.
Yeah. So, come on now. Seriously. If you're in the Hall of Fame, I can't stand the
baseball
writers
gone amok again.
Well, it's not. There's an arrogance to, and I talked about this the other day, but there's an arrogance to New York baseball writers. Like, spend any time on the road, like they think they own the room, they think they make the rules, they think they're the keepers of the game itself.
The Holy Grail.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. I'm sure there are plenty of good New York baseball writers, but. I get there is a level of arrogance when you walk in. Oh, thank you very much.
Jeff Thomas is the hero of the day. He just walked in with the sacred pot or whatever the heck that is of coffee.
The coffee, yes.
Watching Andy try to work the coffee, she's like watching my mom work a VCR. Highlight of my morning.
Am I doing this right?
Am I pressing the right button? What is going? Is it coming out correctly?
It is weird though. Every time you look at a digital clock, you think it's noon.
I do
like, all the time. Did it smell good at least? Do you have a cup? It
smells like coffee.
All right. Teen spirit.
If he's smart, he's not going to touch it until someone else does, though.
I'll have it. I'm ready to fire up a cup here.
Once I finish my homebrew, I'm going to have it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this other story came from the NFL yesterday.
Let's try this stuff, man. It'll put some air in your chest.
I'll make sure to do so during the break.
All right. Let's go.
Yesterday, we had the story that, Trent Baalke was ousted as the Jaguars general manager. And that may be the catalyst for why Liam Cohen, according to reports, may now be changing his mind on returning to Tampa Bay and taking the head coaching job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Initial reports said that Cohen was going to return to Tampa Bay as the highest paid defensive coordinator in the league. And now it seems like, you know, once the trash has been taken out, the house may smell a little bit cleaner now in Jacksonville.
I guess so. You think we got problems here? Jacksonville has problems, right?
Yeah, you know what? I will give the Browns credit. They're not as dumpster fiery as they used to be. Like, the team is back to being terrible, but it's not a three-ring circus.
Their dumpster fire is more of a controlled burn?
Yes, something like that.
And with better weather. I mean, they got a pool in their stadium,
but
right?
But
we'll have a pool in the new dome, won't we?
Of course. Why wouldn't they have a pool in the
new
dome?
I agree. There is an ice rink outside, right? There's going to be an ice rink. I saw original plans at an ice rink.
It was in the plans, Daryl.
This isn't state secrets.
It's in the rendering.
We've seen it. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I might be the only. I'm like, people are looking at it. They're like, I don't want a dome. Nah, I'm not paying for this. Blah, 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 blah.
Baskin's going to start kissing up now because he wants the rink to be named for him.
Oh, I'm totally down with that. That'd be cool.
I'm not going to use the rink because last time I was on a skating rink, I fell on my face.
How do you fall on your face?
Well, it's a long conversation in the break, Mitch.
Absolutely. Was that on a date?
It was. I've talked about it on the air before there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But do you know what rink
did
it was?
Did you get a second date?
I do. That was the second date.
Oh, did you get a third date?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't
skate?
Did she
at least help you up?
I helped myself up.
Okay.
Because I'm a man.
What rink were you at, just by the way?
The one in Cuyahoga Falls? You know the one?
Oh, it's an outdoor rink, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of these outdoor rinks. All right, I'm a high-fluting indoor rink guy.
That's beneath you now.
Oh, that's true. Give me that Zamboni smell, baby.
Bravo to Shot Khan, though, for cleaning it up in Jacksonville.
Absolutely. But then again, he's hired a guy that has never been a head coach before.
So really quickly, going over to the world of tennis, last night in the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic and Alexander Zverev were fighting for a final spot. Djokovic retired after the first set due to an injury, and there was some boos from the Aussie crowd. And Zverev even actually came to Joker's defense afterwards.
Did he fall on his face?
He said this.
Please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. I know that everybody paid for tickets and everybody wants to see, hopefully, a great five-set match and everything, but Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given this sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life. He has won this turn with an abdominal tear. He has won this turn with a hamstring tear. If he cannot continue a tennis match, it really means that he cannot continue a tennis match. So please, be respectful and really show some love for Novak as well.
This isn't Cleveland. It's the only thing he didn't say in there. That was pretty cool, though, don't you think?
Well, everything but the this isn't Cleveland thing.
He didn't say that part?
No.
I'm actually glad he didn't. You're not in Cleveland.
Where's Sam Weiss when you need him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zverev will be moving on to the final. He'll be facing Jannik Sinner, who took down Shelton in straight sets earlier this morning. We almost had two Americans in both the men's and the women's final because Madison Keys won yesterday. And
are
also,
you down with tennis? Are you?
A little bit, especially when it comes to the majors. Like, yeah. Once Federer retired, I kind of did lose a little bit of interest. But if it's Joker, if it's like that Carlos Alcaraz has gotten really good, who Djokovic just beat, then I'm kind of interested.
Hey, Mitch,
there.
Almost only counts in horseshoes. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, really quickly, Ohio State women. Shout out to them, man. Coming back from double digits last night. That was a top 15 matchup last night. They beat number 8 Maryland in Columbus by the score of 74-66. Had a huge rally in the second half. The Buckeye women are 18-1 on the season. That's it for About Last Night.
Good story. Good stuff. Man, now I feel like I'm up to speed. Everyone feels like they're up to speed. Baskin, I knew I was going to do it at least once. I'm Andy Baskin filling in. How's that sound?
That's a fine.
I almost did a Baskin and Phelps there. That's how I open the mic for every second.
You know what it is?
So
It's the coffee. How is that coffee, by the way?
It's okay. It's not great. It's just kind of is. Kind of is. How's your coffee this morning as you drive around Northeast 12? Am I supposed to say the time all the time?
I'm gonna do time and temp. Let's go.
Hey, Northeast Ohio. It's great. It's Friday. It's almost here. Hey, we got big AFC and NFC matchups coming up on Sunday. So we're going to talk about that. 6:43 in the morning.
Give me that real feel.
All I know is it's cold weather over here.
A little snowy out there. Be careful on the roads.
18 degrees is the current temperature out there. 3% chance of snow, I think. I hit a squall coming in today.
So did I.
I those are the most annoying things at all. I'd sit there. I used to sit and watch Mark Johnson, prepare weather all the time. And I'd sit there, especially when we had breaking weather and stuff. I'd love going back there and trying to help him out and, if you ever need anything. And so, but he'd always say, "Where squalls persist." I'm like, "Come on, man!" And then all of a sudden, this morning, I'm driving, everything's perfect, and then whoosh comes right in, and you're like, "Oh, this sucks." And then all of a sudden, you're sliding and then I got jerks on my nothing drives me crazier than when you're trying to navigate the road. You know the road's a little bit slippery, even if you have good tires, and there's always one who's riding you like crazy. And I'm like, if I have to stop and this guy can't stop, I'm going to end up eating. My back end of my car is going to get, it's his fault, or her fault. It just drives me nuts. I don't know.
Just be careful out there.
Thank you. That is our traffic.
That's our traffic and weather together on the 10th.
We do have traffic advice, and today's advice is be careful out there.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yesterday's stuff, no one expected it. Like, I don't remember anybody talking about crazy weather last night.
We're actually having a winter this year. For the first time in years, I have shoveled, I think, more in the last month than I have the previous four winters combined. I know.
Are you talking about the podcast or are you talking about your...
Well, that's a different kind of shoveling there, Baskin.
We know. We know. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I don't like cutting you off. I like when you have things to say.
Oh, no. I'm reading something now. I know it snowed more. Well, you guys live further south than I live right on the lake, essentially, on the west side.
Okay.
And it has snowed more than it has in recent years, but I came back from Parma Sunday evening, and it took me an hour and a half to get to I-90, and then I got to 90.
It has snowed so much that I am considering investing in a snowblower at this point.
Oh, you're going to dome your house? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I...
Daryl is our dome authority.
He is the dome authority. He's been killing it.
I don't know.
The first day we went on, the first day we started doing the podcast, we started talking about that. How many years have we been doing that?
I've lost track, but I've been on the build the dome bandwagon for about a decade now.
Yeah, Jeff and I were there too. I mean, we were just like, and it's not even about the dome. I don't even care.
I've been on the sue Daryl for his dome trend for at least a year now.
Sue me?
Yeah.
Why?
No, you can't build your own dome.
Oh, well, I can't. The reason I can't build my own dome is I can't afford it.
It's true.
It's a little pricey
these
days.
Cleveland proper, though.
Yeah.
You can go retractable.
I'm not sure I could get that through the housing department of the city of Cleveland.
Let's just put a little retractable over your house.
Doming my... retractable's extra, Baskin. Come on.
I've always been in favor of the retractable. I do want the Browns to play outside. I'm not a fool. I like it. I like the home field advantage. You know what?
Yes, please explain to me the home field advantage they've had for the last 26 years.
When I go back and I think about all of those times, whether it was my father taking me to the stadium since 1999 or me taking the kids, and I'll never forget
that
one day.
To watch all those losses.
That one day we packed lunch and we went down for that playoff game. And
wait a minute, there's been a playoff game here?
And that playoff game.
In what universe has this happened?
And that playoff game.
Are we in but you can't deny.
That are we in the basket multiverse right now? Are you ripping off
Marvel? There's no history in that building. None. Zero. Zilch.
It's all pain. It's a great ashtray of misery.
I'm very pro-dome. You can't deny how cool that game was, though, against the Steelers on Thursday night.
I'm not denying it. Look, I'm not against outdoor. I'm like, we sit here and it's not. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, man. It's not about playing indoors. Like, I'd rather have them play outdoors. It's about having a building that you can use more than 15 times a year. Listen, I don't care where it is.
If you're going to watch the Browns lose, at least do it in the comfort of a roof. Like, 70 degrees and, you know, you're not freezing your you-know-what off. That's what I'm about.
This coffee's getting better as the morning keeps going on. All right, Donovan Mitchell's an all-star, my friend. This is hard turn, sorry. This is what I call Phelps hard turn. Hey, Donovan Mitchell's an all-star. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Finished second among the NBA guards in the fan vote, just behind Jalen Brunson. Are we mad that he wasn't number one? That he
are we supposed to be? Should I feign my outrage right now that he was not number one?
Yeah, give me some fake outrage over this whole thing.
NBA fans don't know what they're doing. How could you not vote Donovan Mitchell number one?
Here's the problem. You didn't vote on the triple vote days.
Right.
If you would have voted on the triple vote days, like a Chicago election when your vote counts times three rather than times one. Why are you looking at me so cross?
I caught what you slipped in there.
I was just making sure you knew what I was saying. Darius Garland, eighth among guards. Evan Mobley, sixth among front court players. Jared Allen, ninth. The All-Star Reserve players will be announced on January 30th.
Mobley and Allen got to get in.
That is the same night Garland that too. The Cavs host Atlanta. That game is on TNT. TNT.
I'll be outraged if the Cavs don't have four All-Stars. That's what I'm saving my outrage for.
Really?
Because something tells me a Cavalier is going to get snubbed.
Can they have one on each team?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's four of these dumb teams now, aren't there?
No, three. Because three. One's rising star. Well,
is Evan still a rising star?
No, he's been in the league too long.
Yeah.
He got his second contract from the Cavs. He's ineligible. I'm pretty sure you're no longer a rising star when you get a second contract worth like $200 million.
That's your star.
Pretty much you've arrived.
Yes. I don't know. I like the All-Star game. I think it's kind of where they're this year, the Bay Area. Is where they're playing this year. I when it's here, like when they played All-Star games here, I've always thought it was kind of fun. You want to be a part of it. You have all this hoopla and stuff going on here in town. But I don't. If you're not there, does anyone really care? Does anyone really care?
Look, the All-Star event in Cleveland was great. I think it helped because they did the top the 75 players.
They had done 50 and 75 in
here in Cleveland.
Right?
Yeah. So I think that made it really, really cool. But like All-Star games aren't what they used to be. And that's
we complain about all of them, though. I mean, let's face it. We sit here, we complain about
the competition isn't that good. The baseball All-Star game is the best of them by default because
because it can't end in a tie.
Well, no, you can't really
dial
it back in baseball, right?
No, you got to play the game.
I mean, the pitchers can dial maybe the velocity back a little bit.
You can groove a pitch every once in a while.
Yeah, but you can't really dial it back in baseball the way you see them do with the Pro Bowl. That's why they got rid of the Pro Bowl and turned it into flag football and an obstacle course and dodgeball and whatever else they're going to do that hopefully Myles Garrett doesn't break his foot.
Breaks his foot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, playing dodgeball, right? Wasn't that dodgeball he was playing?
No, he was doing the gauntlet.
He was doing the obstacle course.
Oh, is that what it was? It was
the obstacle course gauntlet thing, yeah.
Jump over a wall or something and broke his toe.
And they're in Orlando, too. Like, I don't know. I'd rather be in Hawaii, wouldn't you?
Of course. That was the whole deal of getting to the Pro Bowl was you get to take your family to Hawaii. Now you don't even get that.
Now you get to take them to snowy Florida.
Yeah, how cold is it down there today? How about Houston, man? They couldn't land planes.
How about New Orleans? Got a foot of snow in the first quarter.
Did you guys see the guy ice skating? With it, he hit a stick and a puck. He was out about New Orleans. That was awesome. Surprised he didn't get mugged like everyone else does when they go down. Oh, did I say that? Last time we were in New Orleans, my wife, the purse snatcher, tried to grab her purse. She's tough, man. I would not mess with my
reckless speculation.
That is not reckless speculation. I was right there.
Covered. That is, you Baskins can do whatever you Baskins do.
Yes.
Just to cover me legally.
Okay. Well, I will say that someone tried to, there were some people that tried to snatch her purse while she was down there. It was crazy. Have you ever had that? Have you ever been in that situation?
I've never had a purse to be snatched, so sorry. No.
How about your merce?
No,
anyone try to grab your merce?
But I do keep my wallet in my front pockets.
I went there for the Sugar Bowl in 04. And
it's a fun place. I will say that.
I don't remember a single second of it.
We were there.
And you know what? That means you did the Sugar Bowl correctly.
I had an amazing time.
We were there for my nephew's. I don't know how I got to this thing. We were there for my nephew's wedding. I am really off the rails on the show, by the way, in case you're trying to follow along.
It's the coffee.
Is it? Is that what you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. So we were down there. So we had that happen all within 1 week. And then I had a rental car, and the rental car was parked on the just on a street. We were north in town. There's some really, really cool old houses there in New Orleans. And somebody, like, swiped off the mirror. But they left a note, and I give them credit for it. So they left a note. They left their insurance. They said, call me, and we took care of everything. It was great. It was great. So, bravo. There are some really, really good people in New Orleans, too. But
I'm from New Orleans, so watch what you say about my hometown.
With the exception of you. Will you watch the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, probably, just because I want to watch the train wreck. And I'm not going to lie, I do like a good train wreck.
Are we happy that Donovan Mitchell is...
I need a manual to understand what's going on. Like, it's ridiculous. Just East v. West. Keep it like, I understand, because the competition is so bad, that's why these leagues are having to do what they're doing. That's why the NFL did what they did to the Pro Bowl. It's why the NBA has done what they've done to All-Star Weekend, because the level of competition isn't great. And the reason the level of competition isn't great is because of all the money these guys are making, and they want to make sure nobody gets hurt.